Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is what Hebrews calls evil unbelief, because it is unpersuadable. It's not that he hadn't heard it. It's not that he didn't know about it. Here's people he knows and trusts telling him it's real. He's not ignorant. He's heard about it. He just what? He refuses to let himself be persuaded, convinced. He refuses to be convinced. And there are people who think this shows their intelligence. It thinks that, you know, I'm not easily duped. Well, you're not supposed to trust everybody and everything. You're not supposed to. Other people get in the ditch on that side. They think if you love people, that means you trust them. No. No. Loving people and trusting them is not the same. And if they lie to you, as much as they tell you the truth, and you trust them, you're being foolish. You're just being foolish. You can love them without believing them. You can just look at them and go, I love you, but I ain't buying that. But when it comes to the Lord, you never tell Him that. I said, you never tell Him that, because He has never lied to you. And He never will. It is impossible for Him to lie to you. And when He tells you something, what do you say? Yes, sir. If you say it's that way, it's that way. I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to understand it. If you say it's that way, that's how it is. It's how it is, how it will be. Trust Him completely without requiring to see or feel. Thomas is making a big mistake here. He said, I'm not going to believe. I will not believe. Read the next verse. After 8 days, just a little over a week later, the disciples were within. Thomas is with them this time. Jesus came, the doors being shut. I'm so excited about when our body gets changed. Because the Bible said it's going to be like His glorious body, like His glorified body. We'll be able to travel great distances, I suppose, throughout the cosmos. Where was He at? We know He went to heaven. We know He offered His blood. I don't think heaven's just right around the corner. Our nearest star is many, many, many light years away from us. We can't even see out beyond really our backyard in the universe. And where'd He come from? Where was He? He didn't need to knock on the door. Nope. He obviously came through the roof, or He came through the wall. And yet He said, touch me. So His body can become such that it can move through what we call solid, and yet it can be perceived as solid as what we are now.
Yes, yes.
It's the same body He had when He was on the earth, except it's glorified.
Amen.
Same thing as us. Same thing as us. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because it has to do with things unseen. Unless you're aware of things unseen and how they work. Many people say, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. Their folks would tell you that's a fairy tale. I had somebody try and tell me the other day, you know, that somebody they knew was saying, you know, all those stories in the Old Testament, that's just stories. Well, if you don't believe in miracles, you don't believe in God.
That's right.
No, you don't.
That's right.
They happened. This book is not mythology. It's accurate history. And it's more than that. It's God-breathed. Hallelujah. And every word of it will heal you, touch you, change you, quicken you, enlighten you. People mock this book. They're mocking their creator. It's his words. But he comes, the door's being shut. He stood in the midst and he said, peace be to you. 27. Then he said to Thomas, did he hear Thomas? Thomas didn't see him, but he heard Thomas. Well, let's think about that just a minute. Thomas is saying, I don't believe it's true. I saw him die. He died. He's dead. I ain't buying it. I don't know what y'all saw or what you thought you saw, but unless I see him with these eyes right here, unless I touch him with my hand, I will not believe. Jesus heard that. Jesus heard it. Where was he when he heard it? Again, maybe not around the corner. Who knows how many light years? I don't know. We know he went to the throne of God. We know he offered his blood on the mercy seat, wherever that is. It's a real place. And he comes in. Everybody sees him. He says, peace be to you. They're all. And then he says, Thomas. Oh boy. Do we know the Lord hears us? Yes. When we affirm unbelief and are stubborn in our unpersuadableness, does he hear us?
Yes.
He heard him.
Yes, sir.
Thomas. What's Thomas think? What's going through Thomas's mind right now? Yeah. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Thomas, come here. Give me your finger. I would think he's probably thinking, it's not necessary, Lord. This is not. But he probably knows it's too late for that. Just do what you're told. Just give me your finger. It's my hand. Take your finger. Put your finger right in there. Can you feel that? Mm-hmm. Give me your hand. Give me a hand. Take it. Put it right here. Now put it up in there. Put it. Can you feel it? Wow. Can you feel that? Don't be faithless. Is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? Would he still tell you, don't be faithless. Don't do this. Don't be like this. This adamancy. Well, if I can't see it, I ain't going to say I believe I got something I can't see. You ever saw your mind? Then you don't have one. Come on, be consistent in your beliefs now, right? Be consistent.
Yes, sir.
You ever feel love? You see it? No, you hadn't seen it. You may see the results of it. You may see the actions of it. But when did you see love? The greatest things in the world are not seen with these eyes. What we're perceiving here is a very, very small part of creation. And it's temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Is that true? Anybody remember the scripture? Reach hither your hand, thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Somebody said out loud, I'm not faithless. I'm not faithless. I'm not stubborn. I'm not unbelieving. I'm a believer. Oh, come on, say,
I'm a believer.
I have faith.
And my faith works.
It's not, a believer is not just what you do sometimes, it's what you are. I am a faith child of a faith God. He does things through His believing and speaking, and I'm created in His likeness and image. And it's one of the big reasons why we can speak. It's such a privilege. I'm talking about universally, to be able to choose your own words and speak. We take it for granted, but you know, your dog can't do that. The whole animal kingdom. Don't be faithless, but believing. Verse 28. Thomas answered and said to him, what? My Lord and my God. Can you imagine standing there? You know, 2 foot from the Master. 29. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. Keith Moore paraphrase. You're late to the party. You're late, Tom. Come on, boy. You know better than this. I can almost hear Brother Hagin. They sat right there. I told them. Where'd they come up with this? Why didn't they listen? Well, they heard Jesus preach many times, right? He's always preaching faith. Because you've seen me, you believe. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Do you want to be the blessed ones?
Yes.
Brother Hagin used to say this too. He said, you can't get Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith. That's a good saying, isn't it? Actually, Brother David Ingalls wrote a song about that. Yeah. Check it out. You'll never get Abraham's blessing with the Thomas kind of faith. The mountain will just stand there in the same old place. If you have to see it first, feel it or touch it or taste, you'll never get Abraham's blessing with the Thomas kind of faith. Good song. Brother David Ingalls, he's a great brother. And he got that song hearing Brother Hagin teach about faith. And so you know where I got it. But then, of course, where'd Brother Hagin get it? Right? How can you tell that you're walking in faith? Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If you're really walking in faith in your life, you're going to be seeing victory after victory after victory. Is that right? You're going to be seeing victories. You're an overcomer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.